A congregation, as you may have gathered from the Psalter that we sung at the opening, we received word that the 12-year-old Abigail Klein from Norwich indeed has passed away. Let us now try to seek the Lord's countenance. Most holy, most sovereign God in the heavens and upon the earth, may it please thee to give unto us in this evening holy and humble thoughts, holy thoughts that thou art great and sovereign, humble thoughts who we are. For Lord, also in this afternoon, tidings have come in the congregation once more, as it has before in these last days, that one has passed away now in a neighboring congregation. Lord, the calling comes to those parents and family, to the congregation and the school also there. But Lord, also here we have those young children. And what maketh us now to differ? Hitherto thou hast passed us by. But Lord, also today or tomorrow, such things can take place with our students, with our young people, with our children. Oh, then we bring those parents before thee with that entire family. And may they be comforted and upholden by thee. But also that here the sanctifying grace might be found upon this calling, that it may yet stop, whether it is old or young, on the way to eternity. Lord, then we ask that same strength and comfort, that same sanctifying blessing upon the mourners that are among us. Lord, thou hast something to say with all these things. And then our life is indeed as a tender flower, whether we are young or old. And then that blighting wind doth pass, and we are no more. But what an eternal blessing it is for thy Zion, when their end comes here below. For then it is we being delivered of all sin and sorrow, of strife and of self, of afflictions, cares, and burdens. Lord, here below, thy people shall never be fully delivered of it. That is impossible, for they still have that old, corrupt Adam nature in them. But Lord, what shall it be for all those that are unconverted, that die without grace? They shall not be able to stand before thy countenance. And then thy word tells us so honestly that the smoke of their torment shall rise up forever and forever. Oh, that these things may yet be blessed unto our hearts, lest we continue as we do by nature, but lest we continue and pass by all these callings. Lord, then it means a certain hardening again. But now thou art able also in this evening to stop a sinner, to stop many sinners on that broad way that leadeth to destruction. Lord, give us then in this evening a word to speak also, and that thou wouldest lead us into all truth by thy Holy Spirit. For Lord, then it shall be evident that the fresh oil is not wanting, but that it is yet poured out. For Lord, without thee we can do nothing. and out of us there is never any fruit henceforward forever. It is the lesson of all thy people. Israel is an empty vine. And Lord, the fault does not lie with thee, for thou hast created us as a fruitful vine. But now on account of our sin, our trespasses, there is no fruit ever pleasing unto thee. Give then true conversion in the congregation. Lord, remember the widows and widowers, the orphans, those that are lonely, those who carry heavy burdens, those that are weak and sick, those are declining, those that are in homes of care. Lord, we lay them all before thee. And that in this evening there may be instruction also for those who listen along. Lord, eternity, eternity, who can ever fathom what that must be? But then that great and blessed portion of thy Zion. Oh, they shall not look back anymore. Once they open their eyes in eternity, and they begin that everlasting, perfect salvation, that Sabbath day that is in heaven above, the small beginning here, but then the fullness, when I in righteousness may awake. O Lord, then our eyes shall see him whom our soul loveth. Then it shall be that blessed portion. Here it is for thy people through a glass darkly, but then face to face. All the fullness of bliss can never be comprehended, never expressed. But the tastes of it are given here below. And that is a joy that the world knows nothing of. That is a word, that is a joy that we can never bear here below. But in heaven, Lord, it shall be given. Oh, then the world is nothing worth. Give then unto all of us to seek thee while it is still called today. The prophet said it, set thine house in order. It was the Lord's message of his servant. Oh, and then we must die, and we shall not live. It becomes true for each one of us sooner or later. And while we are yet in this present day of salvation, Lord, give us then to make haste for our life's sake. Remember the congregation, also the school with the needs and the wants. Oh, provide for the school board also as they hope to meet. Give faithfulness, discernment, and give yet wisdom. Lord, also be with those who teach, those who drive, those in any way that help. The students also, Lord, for each one, grace is needed, heart-renewing grace. And that it then also may yet be that the labors of teaching the Bible may yet be blessed unto the hearts of little ones, of those who are growing up. And that when the catechism classes shall begin in several weeks hence, oh, that it may yet be blessed by thee likewise. Lord, keep us and guide us in the right paths, and provide also for the unknown future those who shall instruct our children. Lord, be with thy truly called and sent servants, the students, instruct thou them. Be with our nation, the province, and other levels of government. Our Lord, where must we look for the godly? Then we must fear that it is nowhere to be found. Thou knowest the hearts, it is true. But where is now that bowing under thy word, that seeking to keep thy commandments? Oh, then we must exclaim to the law and to the testimony. For Lord, if we shall not do so, then it shall have no light of day. But wilt thou now yet bring us back unto thee, and give us to bow under thy commandments? A world that is darkening, a world that is hastening unto the end, oh, wilt thou then give, while the king's business requireth haste, to make haste for our soul's sake likewise? Lord, help us now in this evening. There are many things perhaps that we forget, but, O Lord, wilt thou then not forget us in this evening hour, and forget all those that are in need of help or thy sustaining grace? Lord, give us yet a word to speak, that it may be blessed, even as thou didst supply in the morning hour. Lord, and thou alone can supply in the evening hour. We ask it all for Jesus' sake. Amen.